It's Monday and it's a brand new week here, and it's time for me, as we continue on with this fabulous topic all about clearing your mind and cleaning and rebalancing the body. First of all, just to say thanks so much to all of you for texting me about the different things that you did the other day. On Thursday, I was asking you to kind of clear the body through some different types of movements. So it was really interesting to hear what you guys did, and I love that you actually did it as well. Also, just to say, there's a free guided meditation class tonight at 9 o'clock, which is Irish UK time. And the link is in the text that I sent you. So feel free to join that. I'm going to only be doing one guided meditation class a month now, because I want to get back to teaching some different classes. These will be paid classes, but because you are a member of It's Time For Me, you'll be able to avail of those for free. And also just to say that this Thursday at 8:30 Irish UK time is our monthly soul gathering, which is live on Zoom as well. I'll be sending you details of that on Thursday. And that's where we're going to do some meditation. I'll pick some cards from you and look at your soul journal a lot more. I like to do it at the start of the month with the topic, so that we can really delve into the rest of the month after having the conversations together and the chats and look, seeing where you're at and what you need any assistance or guidance with. So for today, as I was saying the other day about shaking out the energy, for today, it's really about beginning this new week and saying, okay, where am I at in myself? What do I need to nurture my mind and nourish my body? And these are two things I really want you to look about. So last night I put up on Instagram, for those of you who are Instagram, on my stories, but it's in the highlight of Healing My Body. And I also put a post up on my Facebook page, which was preparation for what I was doing myself to nourish and nurture my own body. And as I've been very clear, this is not about dieting, but it's about really finding what works for you. So I'm very bad with structure, for example, and I know that I need to prepare and organize. So I sat down yesterday morning, wrote out a list of what foods that I really like to eat, but that are good for me in terms of, like, I'm very intolerant to dairy, MSG, gluten, you know, I get reactions to these things. So I wrote down all the things that I enjoy, you know, and wanted to feel full and to feel like I was eating as much as I wanted, obviously, but good stuff, and what supplements I needed and what my vitamins and what tablets and all the rest of it. So I spent a lot of time then yesterday afternoon putting it all together, put out 7 days of my plan, basically, and I made everything up and I boxed everything and bagged everything up for the week ahead. So for all around my nourishing of my food, everything's ready. So I put that up on Facebook and Instagram just to share, because I want you to know that I do this stuff alongside you. And although our foods and different things that nourish us are, you know, will be different for me and you, you might get something from it that might help. So that's there if you want to have a look at it. But I want you to think about that today. What is going to nourish your body? And come up with your 7 days or your plan and get kind of clear on it. Because I think for all of us, structure is the hard thing. Procrastinating, getting started in the first place, seeing these things through can be difficult. But like I said, it's not about dieting. It's about what feels good. And then it's about looking at your mind. So really, first of all, today, how are you feeling in your mind? Is your mind clear? Is it full? Have you slept well last night? Did you sleep well over the weekend? Did you spend time or speak to people that were nurturing you or nourishing you and lifting you up, or did you not? How do you feel emotionally at the moment, and what are your stress levels like? So it's important for you to click in and really connect with yourself and answer those questions today about where you're at. And look at what you can do for the next 7 days. So for me, and I'm only sharing this stuff, you know, because I don't want you to think that I just blab out all this stuff and actually don't do it myself. So for me, around my mind, it's about slowing the pace down a bit more. So restorative yoga is something that I really enjoy doing, but obviously there's no classes at the moment. So I found on YouTube restorative yoga class, and I've got my meditation that I normally do anyway. So I'll be adding that in, and I'm just going to get up in the morning and do that. And I'm also going to go for a walk before I begin work. So I normally would wait till the evening time, but I'm going to do that. And that's going to be kind of start the day the right way. And then over the days, if I'm feeling a bit stressed, just taking a moment. And like I was saying to you there, how am I feeling? Where am I at? What's going on for me? So think of those things. Feel free if you need any more help with that to text me, or if you want to just share with me what you're going to do to nourish your body and your mind this week, I'd be delighted to hear. So start the week off as well as you can. No pressure, no stress. This is not about putting pressure on yourself. It's about what feels good, and keep that. It's like, what is going to feel good for me versus what's not going to feel good for me. And mind yourself, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon.